It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by United Community on 97.5 Glory FM.
And back here at Unifield at Cherokee Bluff High School in Flyer Branch, Joe Gaelic, Gary Glenn, Harper LaBelle, Mike Warford with you here. Halftime score at Cherokee Bluff 7, Oconee County 7. Joining us here at halftime is Athletic Director Ralph Neely. And Ralph, you may not remember, Joe and I were broadcasting the Bluff baseball games back in the spring. We saw you walking around, didn't get a chance to really meet you that time, so it's a great pleasure to meet you here for the first time here this evening. You've been here about 6 months now, right?
I think it adds up to about 6 months, yes, sir.
So how you liking Cherokee Bluff?
It's been great. The community's wonderful. I've lived in the community for the last 12 years, so very familiar with it. And it's been a warm reception. People are wonderful, and I couldn't be happier.
Well, that's great to know you. I didn't know you lived near here. That's good to know from that standpoint. Glad you're with us here. So tell me about just the move from Appalachia over here. That was, I know what you went through last year. Nobody could even imagine what you went through last year. And then really just starting a new start here at Cherokee Bluff.
Right. You know, I think the Georgia High School Association several years ago put out a study that said the life expectancy of an athletic director for high schools in Georgia was about 7 years. And I was at Appalachia for 12. And so at some point professionally and personally, you look for another challenge, another change. I think, you know, we need those. Change can be good. And so it's been a great transition for me. It's been a good transition for my family. And I feel refreshed.
Well, think about here at Cherokee Bluff, 8 years now for the Bears sports programs, and they've been very successful since day number one.
Yeah, and a lot of that has to do with Kenny Hill. Kenny rolled up his sleeves and got to work, did a great job of establishing a lot of policies and practices and procedures and traditions. And we look to continue with those as he's laid the groundwork.
And to tell you what, you know, you see what Coach Jones has done here with the football team, and this, even that shows you just an idea of what they do here at Cherokee Bluff.
Well, Coach Jones and his entire staff, they do it for the right reasons. To get to watch them on the sidelines is really the best part of my week, is because they invest in these kids in the proper way. They're teaching them more than just football, and that's fun to watch.
Well, it's good. I know the girls here during the fall have got volleyball and softball, and always softball was always productive here at Cherokee Bluff.
Softball's off to a great start. We've got a big week next week with Jefferson and Monroe, and it's going to really – and East Hall is going to really determine the pecking order going into the postseason.
And getting close to the end of the postseason, right?
Yeah, don't blink. It's going to be here before you know it. Yeah.
With that, I'm trying to get my basketball scheduled together because we start basketball earlier than ever. I think it's November the 8th when people start playing for real here this year. And, well, can we win another state championship here at Cherokee Bluff?
Well, that was the kiss of death right there, wasn't it?
I hope not. Can we, you know, for that standpoint?
No, we absolutely can. And a lot of it has to do with the girls working tirelessly.
Well, everybody's back, aren't they?
A lot of them are back, yes, sir. And Cassie Scott, she does such a tremendous job.
Oh, love Cassie Scott.
Yes.
I mean, that young lady, she has done a tremendous job. When she took over the program after Lindsay Justice retired and went into the administrative offices, and she took over, and see those girls, the journey we went through last year, that was really something special.
Yeah, it was special. That's no other way to put it than special. And it's going to be a fun ride this winter as well, because I can tell you they're putting in the work right now to be ready.
You know, before long, I see Jeremy Kemp right now getting ready for baseball.
Jeremy Kemp's always ready for baseball. That's 12 months plus 1 day is baseball for Coach Kemp.
All right, so you and I are going to work close together, okay? So I'm looking forward to it.
It's the highlight of my week working with you.
Wow, you appreciate it. You are number one from that standpoint, just like what Kenny was. I love working with Kenny in the back. So, Ralph Neely, the athletic director here at Cherokee Bluff, anything you want to say to our listeners before we end the things up here at halftime?
I hope they're seeing a great picture of a wonderful football game. These two teams are competing very hard. The coaches are coaching the proper way. And, I mean, Friday nights in Georgia can't get any better than this, can it?
No, it sure can. That's why we all are here and been here since day number one. When I was telling the guys, when we had the rain here, the first game ever played here, it was a downpour on a Saturday night. I don't think it ever quit raining. So it's good to know the purple rain is going to fall here another way, hopefully with a victory in the second half. Ralph,
amen.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, guys.
That is Ralph Neely, the athletic director here at Cherokee Bluff. We're back with more of the United Community Halftime Report in 2 minutes here on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Now, more of the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
And back here at Cherokee Bluff, halftime score, Cherokee Bluff 7, Oconee County 7. Thanks to Athletic Director Ralph Neal for joining us here at halftime. The first quarter was scoreless between the two teams going in. We had about a 40-minute delay to start things off tonight due to weather. Kicked things off at 8:20. First quarter went very quickly with no score. A lot of running on both teams in that first quarter of play. But then both teams scored touchdowns in the second quarter, led things off with this play from the Bears.
Cooper Dean will have it. No, they got a new man. Number six takes it. He goes inside the five, fighting. Down to, does it give it to him? Touchdown! Number six, Malcolm Millsap, took the direct snap. 9 yards for a TD.
So Malcolm took the ball there for the touchdown for Cherokee, but they led 7-0 at that time. Then the Warriors came back. They had a big 44-yard touchdown to tie the ball game at 7. And then right there at the end of the first half of play, the Warriors were trying to get one last play right before the end of the first half and took a big defensive play again by Millsap.
And now he runs up the middle and he's going to throw a Hail Mary way up the middle. Will they have a man? Intercepted right there at the 10, to the 15, to the 20, the 25, the 30, the 35, the 40, the 45, Millsap to the 50, 45, 40, and he got on and gets knocked out of bounds. Malcolm Millsap brought it back to the Warriors, 41, a huge interception there.
And that's how things end here at halftime. 7-7 the score in this first Region 8 AAA matchup of the season. And for the Bears, let you know, next week they're back here at home. They'll take on West Hall, while Oconee County will be at home in Watkinsville. They'll take on East Hall next week in week number two of the Region 8 AAA schedule. We will be with you next Friday night from Lakeview Academy in a GIAA matchup and a big one as the Lions go up against Bethlehem Christian. And that should be a very good matchup. We'll have it for you there from Lakeview Academy starting next Friday night with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show at 7:05. Kickoff will be at 7:30 p.m. We'll get you up to date with some of the scores here in the area. And the last score I heard up the road in Region 8 AAA with Monroe area, and East Hall had the Hurricanes leading East Hall 21-14 in the second quarter, still playing before halftime there at East Hall. Jefferson all over West Hall right now. They've pitched a shutout against the Spartans. Same thing for Chesapeake in Region 6 AAA. They're leading Johnson in a big way, getting close to halftime. Get this, North Hall will win their game against Pickens. Going into the fourth quarter, Trojans are pitching a shutout. It's North Hall 24, Pickens nothing. Thank you, 31-0, Nathan just told me. Trojans on top of Pickens, and that's a surprise. The big difference in that ballgame right now. North Hall 31, Pickens nothing. And also, let's see, we have, big second half so far for Lumpkin County. Nathan's telling me it was 14-14 at halftime. It's now 31-14, Lumpkin County on top of White County there in the second half of the burial grounds in Dahlonega. Dawson County was leading Greater Atlanta Christian. That's a big game for J-Bo Shaw. Nathan telling me they're tied at 14-14 in the fourth quarter. But if the Tigers can win that one, that would be a huge win. It'd be the first region victory for Coach Shaw there in his first year at Dawson County. Gainesville leading winless Johns Creek. The Gladiators struggling there in North Fulton County, playing in this region with Gainesville. And it's halftime yet, Nathan, from that standpoint? So they're in this third quarter now. It's homecoming for Big Red. They had to cancel their homecoming parade because of threat of severe weather yesterday. It ran a drop in downtown Gainesville, so they missed that annual tradition with the parade. But, boy, they're really doing a number tonight. I thought they would. It's 41-0 Gainesville on top of Johns Creek in the third quarter at City Park Stadium, Bobby Greenfield. And I'll try to get a score for you later tonight if I'm in time to get back to station for the final score. It's Riverside Prep taking on Lakeview Academy in that GIAA matchup. And I love that rivalry between these two teams with Lakeview and Riverside. The Eagles had not won a game since COVID before they defeated Cross Keys and won a non-region game last week down in Noonan defeating Heritage. So this should be a much more competitive ballgame than a lot of people thought it would be, because both teams are 2-3 going into the matchup, and Lee Coleman's team has had a lot of trouble holding on to football for some reason here in the first half of the season, but they've got a test there. If you've ever been to Riverside Prep, I tell you what, when you hear the cannon go off and you see what they go through with the military, it's really something to see a football game at Riverside, and we were blessed. It's been 20 years ago, get this, guys, since Riverside won then the GISA, they called it, state championship. They defeated First Presbyterian Day back in December of 2005. So it's been 20 years ago since they had that big victory. So it tells you how things can go. And COVID really just did a number, destroyed a lot of things there at Riverside. So we'll see what happens to that. Of course, any score I can't give you tonight, I'll give you tomorrow morning on the Saturday Morning Sports Show. Harper will join me tomorrow morning. Also, we'll talk a little college football, even though State has the weekend off. We'll talk about them, and also the NFL. And I'm sure I have a lot to say about the Atlanta Falcons getting ready for the Washington Commanders coming up on Sunday from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And, of course, a big ball game tomorrow night is Alabama and Georgia. And I was a student at the University of Georgia back in 1976 when the late Bear Bryant was coaching on the sidelines of Alabama, Vince Dooley for Georgia. And I'm on the north stands as a student there, and I still remember my binoculars on the houndstooth coat, the cap there, big hat that Bear Bryant wore, and Georgia shut them out that year. And I know Ron Poole's going to be there tomorrow night, and maybe a chance to talk to him tomorrow morning also about
Mike,
what he's expecting tomorrow.
Quick, if you don't mind me saying so, I've been at Alabama twice, and there are only three colors that you have if you are rooting for the Crimson Tide. You wear crimson, you wear white, or you wear a combination of houndstooth. I've seen T-shirts and people wearing hats or a jacket or something like that to honor Bear. It is a fashion statement for the locals there in Tuscaloosa.
All right, so give me your comments about the first half.
Well, if it weren't for the turnovers, I'd say Oconee really outplayed Cherokee Bluff, but guess what? They had a couple turnovers, so nice chance to score for Bluff, and each team has made some big plays offensively. I didn't think Oconee's quarterback would be able to have the completion percentage that he did. He came in at 45%, doing much better than that right now, a couple of big plays. He's obviously worked on his game a little bit, and, anything can happen here in the second half. Will it be another fumble? Will it be another turnover? I'm sure Coney would love to have fewer turnovers and penalties that were affecting the first half. And if I'm their coach, I'm saying, let's go. We can do this. And they got to give the ball up first, though, Mike, as you mentioned just a few moments ago.
Well, I'm very surprised at the number of penalties that Ben Hall's team has. We've known Coach Hall for a long time, Harper, and they're not used to that kind of thing at Oconee County. And also you saw, boy, you got a lot of the way the defense is playing in the first half.
Yeah, I have seven unofficially. A lot of penalties and all on offense. Moves you out of the momentum of getting a first down when you're playing outside the sticks. And when you have a speed defense like what Cherokee Buff is playing with, anything can happen. They've had a lot of havoc. I wouldn't be surprised if they switch their center because they've had some issues getting the ball back in the exchange there on that shotgun snap. It's coming low, and they've had three bad plays because of it specifically.
Again, halftime score is Cherokee Bluff 7 and Oconee County 7. Big night because it's gold night. And a lot of the Cherokee Bluff people are wearing gold tonight in honor of childhood cancer. And so they're hopefully going to raise a lot of money this evening. This is part of the excitement of high school football in my mind, Harper.
You get a cause like this, which is good, and everybody can kind of wrap themselves around it, whether you're a student, whether you're a parent, whether you're an administrator, for absolutely all the right reasons, Mike. So, yeah, absolutely, I think it's great. And money, awareness, and everything else that's associated with it, great cause.
Well, you heard Coach Neely talking about in his first year here at Cherokee Bluff, says that Coach Jones does things for the right reason, and that's one of the big things here. He's been here since day one. And that's one of the best compliments you could have. He said you do the right reason.
Yeah, well, he gets it. Certain people do, and you hope you have enough of them at every school to where things interlap with one another. They overflow in terms of, like, maybe the art department or the band, for example, wanting to be a part of the football program, and the football program wanting to be able to help out the arts, or, you know, the play or drama, you know, how they intersect with one another, and all the students end up really having a great appreciation for each other a way that in some schools they just don't have that.
But, so, you know, as a dad, you want your son to be able to play for somebody like Tommy Jones.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Because he'll come home and he'll go, hey, Dad, they were harder on me at practice today in the right way.
Uh-huh.
I want to be coached. I want to get better. I want to improve. I want to be able to see the field better and have the game slow down. So, yeah, absolutely. You want to have, you know, great coaches around, not just Tommy, but his assistants, the staff that works individually with a lot of these guys.
Great point. Again, the Bears will get the kickoff to start the second half of play tied at 7, and it could come down to the very end of not overtime coming up this evening here between Ben Hall's Oconee County Warriors and Tommy Jones' Cherokee Bluff Bears. We're back with more after this two-minute timeout. You're tuned to the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
This has been the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM. The second half kickoff is coming up next.
And we're getting ready for the second half kickoff. The Bears will get the football to start the second half of play. And we'll see what kind of adjustments they made at halftime. And also, here's a surprising score, Joe. Now, North Hall 38, Pickens nothing.
Yeah,
in the fourth quarter.
I saw that a few minutes ago. I saw the 24-0 a few minutes ago when they scored two more. Evidently, the ball's been put on the ground a couple of times in Jasper tonight. North Hall's capitalized. They had outgained them by 100 yards, North Hall had in the first half, according to the stats that Jody sent to us. So, interesting, and I'm kind of like you, a surprising score. Thought it would be a lot closer than that over in Jasper tonight. Also, another game up in Dahlonega, the Maragrounds, what I'm looking at, Lumpkin's up 31-14.
Yes.
And Chesterton is up 49-0 on Johnson.
Yep, so you see, and if Dawson County can upset Greater Atlanta Christian, North Hall being first place by themselves.
That was a 14-14 game the last time I saw it.
In the fourth quarter, too.
In the fourth, how about that? They got started a little early because the weather was moving across, and they got it before game time, and we're able to push it on out there and there, so they're a little bit ahead. North, as Mike said, Oconee County will kick off. Cherokee Bluff will receive the second half kickoff. The kicker for them will be Boykin, number 90. He's been kicking off tonight as the referees split up. Six of them on the field tonight. They'll kick from this time. They'll swap ends of the field. Cherokee Bluff will be going right to left, going away from the baseball softball complex. Oconee County will be going towards it from left to right on your radio dial. Back deep for Cherokee Bluff is Dylan Haley. Malcolm Millsap also back deep. One of the short men back there, not in size, but up short at 30. 20 is Eric Johansson. And the 90, Boykin to kick for Oconee County. They're Tobias Leather. An onside kick in. Who's getting Cherokee Bluff's going to recover at the 48 of Oconee County.
What
How about
smart
that?
Play. What
Number 16,
play. Cade Maston.
Cade Maston comes up and grabs it. Yeah, I was looking for it to go in the air, and all of a sudden I see all these guys colliding right there at the 50. How about that, guys?
Well, Cade's on the front middle, right? So he's pretty much at the middle of the field, about 15 yards, and he drops back like anybody would, but he sees that the kick is going short, and it bounced, and it kind of hung in the middle of the air at about 9 yards. It hadn't crossed that 10 yet. Yep. There were some Oconee players that were waiting for it, just ready to pounce on it. But he does a great job of just kind of getting in the way, Cade does, and Maston gets it in, what is that, the 47-yard line, great field position.
Cooper Dean will roll, fake the handoff, look, going to throw it. Oh, he bounced it up there, dog on it. Open was number one, Cole Brooks. He was open right around the 28 right there.
Threw it at his feet.
Yep, threw a little short. He got set.
That was a great fake, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And everybody bid on it.
And a bunch of people bid on it. Yeah, back to the onside kick. The Oconee County people were kind of just standing around looking at it. And Maston just came blitzing in like a bullet out of nowhere and snatched that ball up.
Cooper Dean with Perkle behind him. Three wide outs, one guy in motion. Now we got a flag over here on the referee. We'll have offsides on Oconee County.
Yeah, I think the defensive end got a little froggy and jumped.
Brett Pierce, who's usually the fullback, was lined up kind of in a slot. Stood up and started running to this side in motion that time. Might have made him jump a little early. Cooper Dean gets the play. He'll go back out. He'll move up. It'll be second down and five now. Just underway, 11:53 here. Tied at 7 here in the third quarter. Cherokee Bluff. This is a 8-3-8 game, right, Michael?
Correct.
Dean has it, throws it, little pass, and threw it behind his intended receiver. Number 8, Dylan Haley that time. Cooper Dean kind of off the mark a little bit tonight there, Harper.
Yeah, absolutely. That was, he threw to a spot, and the receiver wasn't even going to be close to being in that area. So It's right almost hit Gary in the shin there.
Yeah, you got to watch that.
Third down now, 5 yards to go.
But you got to take advantage of this. You got to get the first down and keep the sticks moving.
Haley Brooks and Haley on the near side. Going to hand off to Perkle, trying to find his way through. He won't get it. He bounces out, but a guy wraps him up. That's number 10, Hudson Stevens. The middle linebacker comes in, pushes him back. They'll give him credit to where he was. It'll be fourth down and 5 for Cherokee Bluff.
That second effort that Perkle gave ends up losing a yard. He was just about at the line of scrimmage, but he tried to make something happen, so it'll end up being a one-yard loss, and here comes the punt team.
Call it the 44.
Giuliano out to punt it, and number 16, Blake Thomas, back to receiver. He's going to hit it to 20, take a Cherokee Bluff roll, down inside the 15 to around the 11-yard line. 12-yard line will be first and 10 right there for Oconee County for their first possession of the second half.
32-yard punt and no return with the roll.
A couple of pretty good punts tonight. He hadn't punted it bad. He'd been getting it up in the air well, and he got that away from the receiver and hit and was able to take a nice little roll for Cherokee Bluff. 11 minutes, 7 seconds here in the third quarter, tied at 7. First down for the Warriors. Hannah back there with one back. One guy on a slide. I threw it off to his side. He almost missed that one. The Waffles are going to come out to this side. One tackle missed. Two tackles missed. And he bowls his way out to the 28-yard line. How about that? About a 16-yard pickup, it looks like.
Yeah.
All the way out to the 27, 28-yard line.
Eric Johansson finally wrestled him to the ground. But Bluff's got to wrap them up, guys. They've been letting them slide those tackles off of them.
Wolfel's been the better of the two runners tonight between him and Wood, and just been bouncing off and hitting the open spots quickly. All right, you got Hannah in the backfield. Wolfel flip-flop from left to right. Two wideouts, both on the near side. Going to hand off to Wolfel again. Wolfel trying to get through some guys on the far side, and this time Ruskin in on that. Tony Rushing's up, and also number 5. Connor Cook in on the stop.
Yeah, Russian came rushing in on the backside and grabbed him around the legs.
Did no gain on that. Second down and 10 now for Oconee County.
Good read by the linebackers there that last play, Joe, where they're just kind of feeling if they see that the line is going to move down, they're going to kind of cut through the gaps. Russian did a fantastic job of getting to where the point was going
to
be.
And off to Wolfel again. Wolfel trying to go on the far side. He's pushing and pushing. He might have got 3 yards out of it at the most. On the far side, you had Rushing. You had the linebacker come up. You had number 20, Hudson Davis, in on the tackle. He gets 3 out of it. It'll be third down and 7.
Joe, and you'll find this interesting score in the Dahlonega now. Lumpkin County 45, White County 14.
Wow. After it was 14-14, Lumpkin County woke up, didn't they?
In the second half.
Yeah. Third down, 7 yards to go now. Big third down right here. The Bears can make a stand, see what they do.
I think bringing everybody.
Flip-flop a little. Back to pass is Hannah. Throws it across. Oh, he's got a guy that beat him out of the backfield. That's Wolfel. Wolfel all the way down inside the 30 of Cherokee Bluff. Down to the 20-yard line is where they're going to spot it. 21.
Well, wow. That was huge for the Warriors that time.
Yep.
Third and deep.
48-yard. Pitch and catch. The man out of the backfield, well, Wolfel, spelled W-E-L-F-L. It's the big first down for the Warriors. Wow. Didn't see that one coming, and obviously Cherokee Bluff didn't either.
Well, like I said, they lined up like they were going to bring the house.
Yep.
They did have some defensive backs, but they didn't make a play.
Brady Stevens out on the near side. The other receiver inside him is Blake Thomas. Mason Hall out on the far side at the tight end. Going to hand off this time to number 3, Caden Wood. Caden going to get about 8 or 9 yards on that down inside the 15 to about the 11. Close to a first down again. Let's see, it'll be second down and 1. Wow.
Connor Cook with the tackle there.
Big offensive lineman for Oconee County, Gary, has decided to open up some holes, hasn't he?
And they're giving the quarterback time to throw the ball.
Well, they did make a move. Their center has been replaced. Number 59, that's Nate Nelson. He's one of the captains. They moved him from tackle to center, and that's where he's playing now.
There's a snap, a good one this time. Hands off to Dean, or to Wood. Wood fights across, beats two guys, gets in the end zone for the touchdown.
That's on him right there, baby. Yeah. I'm telling you, he knocked people down.
Second, third effort. He had one guy that met him right there around the five. I thought he was coming down. Then two more guys met him at the goal line. He just stuck the head to gear in there and went after it, didn't he?
But they went 88 yards in a hurry.
That's right under 8 minutes now, so they went there in less than 3 minutes. Boykin to attempt the extra point, the left footer. A snap is coming. There's the hole. The kick is up, and it is good. 14-7 Oconee County.
And back of Morphin Cherokee Bluff after his one-minute timeout on 97.5 Glory FM.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia, and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24/7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable, quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Back here at Yona Field after the touchdown, 14-7 Oconee, and they'll kick it off. Long, high, end over end. It will go back in the end zone for a touchback. And Cherokee Bluff will take over on their own 20. Boykin, the left footer, can pound that sucker, can he, guys?
I'm telling you, he's not a real big guy either, but he's got a big leg.
Might be that soccer stuff going on. He just got a good leg on him for sure. They'll be at the 20-yard line. And they'll have Cooper Dean, one running back. It'll be Perkle. Dean just now comes out. You'll have Eric Johansson in the receiver. You'll have Haley at a receiver on the far side, Millsap on the near side. Cole Brooks will come out of the slot and be a receiver on the near side. Dean gets the snap, hands off to Perkle, trying to find a hole. A guy from Oconee County just came up and read it. He bounced off of him. That was number 10.
Yeah.
Hudson Stevens, a linebacker, hit him head on and got 2 yards out of it.
6'1", 200 pounds of Hudson Stevens. Just took him almost like a suplex wrestling move. He met him chest to chest and just took him down almost over his head.
Final from Jasper, North Hall 38, Pickens nothing. Surprises score. Second down, 8 yards to go now. Cherokee Bluff takes the ball. You got Dean with three wideouts. One on the near side looking to pass. Got a man, and he's hit immediately as he catches it right at the 30-yard line. Defensive back number six, Sainer, comes up.
He lost 3 yards on that one.
Yep.
If they count it complete.
They're going to say at the three.
It's an incomplete pass, which actually is beneficial there to Cherokee Bluff.
Third down, still 8 yards to go, so it's going to rule it incomplete. Sainer was right on top of it, though.
Then opening that pistol formation, and they take the tailback in the pistol, and they move him to one side as a safety valve.
Tony rushing in at the backfield now. Back to block. Dean looking. He's going to have to run. It opens up a little bit. He's going to have the first down, 30-35. Still got to cross the 40 and steps out, tiptoes out of bounds right at the 40-yard line. He waited long enough that time, Harper and Gary, and he was able to open it up and get a 20-yard gain.
He saw the defensive backs drop back to cover his receivers.
Yep.
And that hole opened up, and he's, like I said, he's a big guy with a big stride. He just took off.
Got 18 yards on it, a big first down. They needed that one bad right there. They're out to the 40. First and 10 with 7:06 left here in the third quarter. To Dean, to Russian. Russian looking for a hole. Gets to the 42 and get brought back by a host of white jerseys. Number 9 is one of those leaders. That's Wyatt Elsner. One of those big defensive backs.
Yeah, Connor Jackson also there. Cherokee Bluff's really struggling right now to run in between the tackles.
Mm-hmm.
It's not working. So,
and Harper, they're struggling on first down, aren't they?
Yeah, they're trying to run in between the tackles on first down. And then when the quarterback was a little errant there in the first half, he wasn't able to make any meaningful completions. They've been struggling on offense here a little bit against this fine Warrior team.
Sorry about that, Harper. Second down and 8, back to pass. Russian stays in to block. Looking to pass right over the middle. A little too high again. Intended receiver was Haley. He threw it. He was open, but he had to jump way out of his shoes right there to 31 and couldn't pull it down, so it'll be incomplete.
Yeah, and he was also double covered by Micah Allen and Wyatt Elsner back there, too. And he went up between the defensive backs and tried to elevate again, but it was just too high.
Maddox Satulovich comes into the ball game. Obviously a passing down.
Third down, 8 yards to go now. Ball's at the 42. They'd love to get another first down right here and keep possession as the clock comes down to 6 minutes in the third. 3 wideouts, 2 on the near side. Ball's in the middle of the field. Back to pass is Dean looking, had time, threw it. Complete this time. Malcolm Millsap bounces off a guy at the 41 of Oconee County for the first down.
And he hung on to it, although he was racked.
He threw that one right there at the top. He didn't have to jump, but he had to stick those arms up there and grab it. He got the first down. Ball spotted at the 42-yard line, first and 10 for the Bears.
And Joe, I could see that one coming myself. You just knew that they were going to have to probably get the passing game going with Cooper there, and hit Malcolm.
One guy out wide to the far side, Haley on the near side, one guy in the slot. Russian moves up to the right of the quarterback. Millsap in motion. He's hurt his ankle. And they're going to have to go with the running. They go the other direction to Haley. Haley trying to get around the corner. He got 1, 2, 3 yards, maybe out to the 39. And we're going to have a timeout as Millsap comes over. He was hobbling pretty heavy, and he's laying out of bounds right there, favoring one of those ankles there, left or right ankle. I think he twisted it when he came down on the tackle.
Crawled off the field.
Yeah.
Literally crawled off the field. The play was an end-around, Joe, and they tried to get him fooled a little bit, and that's all it was a little bit, because after a 3-yard gain, they forced him out of bounds on the far side of the field.
Well, plays that were working earlier in the season, when you get a wide receiver and you want to screen or you want to get him isolated and get him the ball in the backfield and let him run, Oconee is doing a great job with their speed of making that nullified, and they're having to try. This is the third attempt that they did at that in this ball game. Neither one of them has gained more than just a couple yards.
Colt Thomas in now to receiver on this near side. They're going to hand off to Russian. Russian trying to find a hole. He's going to get 2 or 3 yards, maybe up to the 36-yard line. It'll be third down and about 4 for the first down now.
Well, the hole is there only briefly, and then the Warriors just plug it.
Boom, in a hurry. And you're exactly right, Gary. That hole collapses in a hurry.
Again, that's that speed again, Joe.
Yep. 39,
well, they're getting
Thomas
off the blocks, too, Mike. I mean, Gary, you can see that as well. When they're making a tackle, Oconee County is getting 4 or 5 guys that are wrapping up on the running back with no one blocking for him.
Huddy Kemp in and receiver handoff this time to Perkle. Perkle going to try and shoot across through there. He might have got about a yard short. It's going to be 4th and 1. Ball's going to be at the 33-yard line. I think they got to get to the 32.
Yeah, he needs about 2 feet.
Yep.
Gary, you're right on the sticks.
Yeah, he's – well, they're spotting it just at the 33.
Yep.
And it looks like first down's going to be around the 31 almost, but that can't wait. That can't be 32. He's got to get to just inside the 32.
4th and a little bit. I formation. Quarterback right behind center. I think he got it because he went off the tackle right behind McElroy that time. He got it up to the 30. Big first down. Got about 2.5 yards. Big first down for the Purple guys.
Good job by Dean. Instead of handing it off, just take it himself.
Yeah, take it himself right behind McElroy and Moore right in between them.
Well, he didn't want to run into Robert Evans, big number 99. So he just goes off of the right side of his center and tackle, and there was a hole big enough that Gary and I could have gotten at least a couple of yards, maybe not Mike.
I know I could.
Cooper Dean, 6'3". If he just stretches out, he's got that first down.
I couldn't see the hole, okay?
First down, they're going to hand off to – is that Russian again, or was that – I know what, Millsap.
Malcolm.
No.
If that would have been North Hall, that would have been a counter play. He just turned around and handed it off. He went from one side to the other.
That was about 4. Malcolm back in the game. It must have been a cramp he had or something, fellas, because he's already back in. Now he's going to trot off the field as Dean's over here.
Is that a soccer-style injury where you come off in agony and you're in pain, you're writhing all over the ground, next thing you know, two plays later, you're in the ballgame?
They learned that from Tennessee and Vanderbilt, I think.
Is that who they learned? I didn't know that. I thought it was soccer.
Soccer,
yeah.
Second down and six. Ball's on the 26-yard line. You got Haley out to the near side. Huddy Kemp on the near side. Hand off to Perkle. Perkle trying to find nothing. Mm. Nothing there. Oh, he got through. He bounced off a guy and got inside the 20, down to about the 17, and a big first down for Jackson Perkle.
I thought Hudson Stevens had him for a loss,
but he
slipped out of it.
I thought Stevens had him, and all of a sudden I see him moving. I'm like, holy smokes. And he gets down to the 19, a big first down for the Bears.
We got a lot of football left to play, guys.
Oh, yeah,
this is a big, big drive for Cherokee Bluff. They need to come away with points.
First down, ball's right at the 19-yard line. One back behind him is Perkle, looking to pass. Got a pump, throw a little fade up in the corner, incomplete out of the plan. We'll take a 10-second timeout for Station ID.
97.5 Glory FM is WDTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Back here at Yona Field, Cherokee Bluff tried to get a fade, but he threw it way past the end zone.
Yeah, a little push in there, but I think it was a good.
2:32 remaining here in the third quarter, 14-7 Oconee County.
Well, this is where you want Perkle to probably go off right tackle and gain a couple.
Tries to get outside. He's going to be eat up by three guys in white right there at the 22-yard line.
Well, they'll be generous with that spot, don't you think? I thought they lost about three or four, Gary.
Yeah, and that's just a breakdown of the blocking on that side, guys. Those guys just came blitzing through there. It looked like they were untouched.
You called it. He's going to the right, and he did, but he didn't get anything. He lost 2 yards.
Well, if I can figure it out, I'm sure Oconee County was also feeling the same way, and they, the result of the play, almost a 4-yard loss there. They're outside the sticks here for
third down and two.
This drive.
Third down and 12 from the 22. Single back, two wideouts. Rolling to this side is Dean. Got a block, but a man's going to come on him in a hurry, and he's going to collapse right there at the 25-yard line.
Now that makes even a try for 3 points
a little more
problematic.
Yes, it does.
You know, I'm looking downfield at these receivers, and they were all running stop routes, and it was zone coverage. You got to break it. You got to move, and you got to get open. You got to find an open spot. Your quarterback didn't have time, nor did he have an open spot to throw to, and that results in a sack and a field goal attempt here for about 33.
Be a 43-yard attempt. The left footer, Giuliano, will try and get it in there. The holder will be Jackson Perkle. The snap, the hole, the kick is up, and it is good.
Yeah.
14-10 now as they cut it to four with 107 left in the third.
And we're back with more in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient Right Choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Well, the Bears cut it down to 4 points with that 43-yard field goal, making it 14-10.
Jacob.
Well, you need that.
Giuliano will kick off here as they spread it out.
You'd rather have the touchdown than the PAT, but three's better than nothing.
High, long kick comes out on the far side. Looks like the Wolfle at the 5, the 10, 15, 20. Oh, he's met somebody right there about the 8. Oh, he bounced off of him. He's going to come outside the 20 to the 40 and finally knocked out of bounds right over there, far side at around the 45-yard line. Holy cow.
Well, he lowered his head and did a headbutt to somebody and it just bounced out to the left and kept on going.
flag on the field, they said.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is that even legal?
Be a holding on the offensive team. It'll come back from the 34. It'll back it up 10. It'll start from the 24.
Yeah, he definitely had to, he was running behind his pads, but he definitely had that head lowered. You know, you saw that.
Yeah, exactly.
It goes all, it comes all the way back to the 24, so it nullifies a good game.
First down and 10, balls at the 24, 4 Oconee County. Hannah still in the backfield as a quarterback. Got with Wood and Wolfel back there now. One guy comes up in the slot. That is 43 that time. Little handoff and run it over on the far side. He'll lose about a yard on it, it looks like. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage.
Well, that time, Brett Pierce, Pierce was not going to be denied that tackle. He had him around the waist and took him down. No slipping that one. No gain.
No gain. They handed off to Wolfel. It's Wolfel and Stewart back there. Stewart, 43, was the other back in the backfield. He came up into a slot position. Splitting them out wide this time. You got number 88 here splitting out wide. There's Nicholas Baldwin. Hannah, the quarterback. One back beside him. That's Wolfel. Back to pass. Looking. Throw it over the top. Oh, man, just barely got his fingertips on it.
Wow,
number
nice play there by 21, Brock Hall.
Brock got his fingertips on it, just tipped it enough to keep it away. That would have been a long completion.
Yeah, Mason Hall was had beat him. He was behind him, and the ball was up in the air, and Hall does everything he can to kind of deflect it. I'm not sure if he actually touched it, but he made it very difficult for Hall to try to bring that in. Well-thrown football, too. Very surprised at how good it looks, you know.
9.6 seconds, third down, 10 yards to go from their own 24, Oconee County. Hannah, Wolfel beside him. Look, comes back to pass. One man coming on in a hurry. They hold him back there, and they keep on running. He's going out the far side. Hits a guy low as he knocks him down, and he fell forward. Gets the first down to the 34.
I think
as
short.
The clock runs out.
A little short.
And we'll take a timeout. Be back with the fourth and final quarter in 1 minute. It is 14-10 Oconee County over Cherokee Bluff on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Rico, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
12 minutes left in regulation. We start the fourth and final quarter.
Claire Branch will have it. First down and 10. Ball's at the 34. They did get a first down on that last run play. Quarterback Hannah takes it. Looking to pass. Back. Throws a deep ball down the sideline. One man open. In and out of his hands. Good job by the defense that time. Number 28, the defender. That's Braden Couch. Number 17, the intended receiver, was Braden Stevens. Braden on Braden that time, and the good guys won that battle.
Well, and it's a good thing that he was shadowing him that closely, and an even better thing, he did not interfere.
Yeah. Now, I was kind of worried with the hand fighting as they were doing, especially when the receiver was facing the pass. And
oh, he was right on him.
Yeah, Stevens was still facing the receiver. Second down, 10 now. Mason Hall, the tight end, flip-flop from one side to the other. Stewart runs. They hand it off to Wolfel. Wolfel, look, I had a whole ankle up there, and then several purple jerseys come up. They stack him up, and they'll blow the whistle there at the 38-yard line.
Yeah, somebody
about four.
Somebody had him around the ankle, Joe, and he managed to pull his foot free finally, but by that time, the rest of the purple rain had showed up.
Third down and 6 now. Ball's on the 38-yard line. Have to get to the 44 for the first down. 11:25 left here in regulation. 14-10, Oconee County with the lead.
Well, this is a big drive right here.
Yes, it is. Cherokee Bluff can get the ball back, go down and score. It'd be huge.
And plus, you picked up the 3, and you're off of that tie thing.
Hannah, one back, 4 wideouts. Back to pass. They're coming on him. They're getting his face. Incomplete right there. Intended receiver was 21. Josh Wolfel out of the backfield. Little wobblers of defense. Boy, they brought one of them big blitzes on that
well,
time.
They brought, six guys across the line of scrimmage for Cherokee Bluff trying to get to the quarterback and had him to move off his spot. Brody Hanna did have to. He was throwing kind of while he was going backwards, so not a whole lot of zip on it. And it ends up in between two receivers, deflected a little bit, forces a punt here. Cherokee Bluff's defense did a good job.
4th and 6. Hanna back to takes one step, kicks it. They'll get away from it. It'll bounce at the 35 and take a huge roll down inside the 20. You got a 17-yard roll down to the 19-yard line, 18-yard line. 1st and 10 now up from there for the Bears.
It's a 43-yard punt.
Yep. Got a great roll, bounce and roll out of it.
That's the longest punt of the night by the team.
But
really one of the shortest. It was in the air for about, 25 yards?
Yeah.
And it bounces about the 38 and keeps rolling. Yeah.
All they care about is that final tally.
Yeah,
right there.
100 years from now, it's good. Hey, I had a 45-yard average when I was in high school.
First down, ball's at the 18-yard line. One man in motion trying to block for Perkle. Not much blocking right there. Perkle got hit right there at the 20 and got pushed back. They're going to say he might have got a yard. It'll be 2nd down, 9.
Mason Hall again playing two ways.
Yep.
Doing a nice job of, it was Hatcher Hogan.
Cooper Dean getting his steps in tonight. He comes over inside the numbers every time in between every play, offensive play, and gets the play call from the coaches and then runs back out there.
Yeah, with that long punt, I'm getting my steps in too inside of the field to be able.
2nd down, 9. 2 wideouts, both on the near side, Millsap and Haley. 2 running backs this time. And a handoff, no fake to that side, coming to this side. Pass complete right there. There's a Millsap for Haley. Caught it at the 31. Was it Millsap?
6,
yes.
Yeah, number 6, yep. Millsap. He came down again, kind of tweaked that ankle again, but he's walking.
One knee was on the ground, and another knee was really out of alignment for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to hurt tomorrow.
But that was a great catch, guys.
Yes,
He went up between the defenders and snatched it out of the air and pulled it back down.
Yeah. Had time to just right too, Gary. Had to come over from that defender that was in front of him and pick it out of the air.
Big time throw by Cooper Dean. He would not have made that throw in the first half, so he's starting to get his mojo.
1st and 10 to 31, hands off to Parker. 35, 40, 45, 50, got tripped up, 50, 45, and run out of bounds around the 40-yard line.
Now, that was a good run right there, and that was on him, a lot of it.
Joe, 2 quick scores for you in this region and up the road. It is Monroe area on top of East Hall, 24-14 in the third quarter. And final score, Jefferson has defeated West Hall 41-6.
Got a timeout over field. Officials timeout. We got a Oconee County player with cramps on the near side. They're coming to take care of him. A 29-yard run by Jackson Perkle. He bounced off that initial blob right there at the line of scrimmage, Gary, and then he got a little speed.
Yes.
Got one guy tried to trip him up, and he got away from that around the 46. Got across midfield to the 40-yard line of Oconee County.
Yeah, that was what I'm talking about. A lot of it was on him. Well, that first initial lick didn't go down. Second one didn't go down. Turned the corner, saw a crack, used his speed, got downfield.
Nice job by Perkle, number 10. The guy with the cramp, that's Hudson Stevens, active full middle linebacker. Gets up, runs off under his own power to the far side. Cherokee Bluff now with 9:32 left here in regulation. 14-10, Oconee County with the lead. 1st down at the 40 of Oconee County. 2 guys split out wide to the far side. Cole Brooks, Malcolm Millsap, Huddy Kemp on the near side. 1 running back is rushing behind his quarterback, Dean. Dean takes the snap, hands off to Tony. Tony trying to find the hole. He does across the 40 down to about the 36. About a four-yard pickup right up the middle for Tony Rushing.
Boy, that was the time where you run right up the middle and you get hit at the line of scrimmage. You just keep your feet moving. And guys are trying to arm tackle you, and nobody really brought you down to the ground. So good job by Tony Rushing of just keeping his feet, falling forward and getting four nice yards there on first down.
Tony is a junior, running back and defensive end, second down and six. Perkle back in the game. Three wideouts, one guy in the block, and a handoff to Perkle. Perkle trying to find the hole. He does. Across the 30, down to the 25, falls to the 24, first down, Cherokee Bluff.
Yeah, and he fell forward, Joe, and knew where those sticks were. Kept his feet moving and fell forward.
Big lineman comes up, rubbing on his knees. You know, now, I'm grinning inside as the big lineman right there comes up, Jordan Maddox. He's rubbing his knees. Well, most of the time, these guys are pulling their old-time knee pads up above their kneecaps now.
They have shorts now that don't go to your knees.
I saw a receiver in a college game that had short shorts on the other day.
Yeah, it looked like they need to be on a 10-speed bike.
First down, balls at the 24-yard line. Cherokee Bluff, is it Dean moves Perkle and puts Millsap. He'll get it on the reverse. No, looking to pass. Fake me out. Throws it incomplete. Threw it kind of right over the head of Matic Sudalovic.
Yeah, that wouldn't.
Well, Tyler Osborne kind of wrapped his arms around. That would have been Jackson Perkle running like a little bit of a drag route. Mm-hmm. They were going to try to do a post in the end zone. Perkle's kind of trailing and going across from right to left from where his quarterback is looking. Cooper Dean kind of checks down to him, but the ball was overthrown, so no pass interference because that was an uncatchable ball.
Connor Cook helping out, tying Sudalovich's shoe as it came untied in the huddle. Dean with Cook in motion, hand off to Rushing. Rushing trying to come around this side, got away from one guy, can't get away from the other two.
Boy.
Gets down to about the 23-yard line maybe.
He got past Sincere Santer, and then one other guy had to get past him. Then they had another one, and then another one. It was just get a couple blocks down there, Gary, and you got a chance to break it.
Yeah, Josh Wolfel. But, you know, the other thing, I think Wolfel was the one who finally pushed him out of bounds, Harper. But you pinned up against the sidelines like that, there's a little place for you to go.
Third down and eight. Ball's at the 22-yard line. First down mark will be at the 14. Perkle in the backfield behind Dean. Haley out to one side, Millsap on the near side. Brooks beside him. And Johansson beside him. Fake to Perkle. They're coming on. They got to throw it in a hurry. Perkle's got it out of the backfield. Got a block. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown Bears with a flag deck at the 13.
It's coming back.
Oh, man. What a play by Ball Alive. And what a run by Perkle after the catch.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be for naught.
Yeah, he got behind some blockers on that far side and between the hash mark and the numbers, and I think it's going to be an offensive hold or an illegal block. Let's see what they call. Yeah, it's going to be a hold on the Bears. Doggone it.
The net. Wow. The net's going to be a loss of about 2 yards.
Yeah.
It was third and seven. The penalty occurred at about the 12-yard line, 13 maybe.
So it's third and 10 now.
Okay. Actually, they're going to mark it from the 14, so a 10-yard penalty drops it back.
Good call, though.
So
third
and 10 is a manageable situation, and you've already made a field goal. Your last possession was a 43-yarder.
Pierce comes out.
The way you're chewing time off the clock, though, you wondered how many more possessions. We're just under 8 minutes here left in the ballgame.
Yeah, if you don't get this, I think you got to reach for three again to keep it a one-score game.
Millsap, Brooks, Johansson on the near side looking to pass. He's going to run Dean as it collapsed on him. He's not going to get maybe one or two out of it before he's stacked up around the 23-yard line.
So it's going to be around a fourth and what, eight maybe? Fourth and nine?
Yep, fourth and nine is what they're saying.
And Joe, you may remember a couple years ago, this reminds me so much of that playoff game we saw with Oconee County and Lumpkin County.
Yes, it does.
Exactly. Wow, I think they're going for it, guys.
Looks like they're going to. The ball is spotted at the 23.
Just an interesting call there on that last one where your quarterback isn't your best runner, and you've been struggling to run in between the guards, and that's exactly where you call the play. So fourth and nine.
Fourth and nine, four wide outs, single back as Perkle. Horkel kind of trots over to this side looking to pass. Finds a man in the middle. Complete. Millsap. Touchdown.
All right.
Flag back at the 30.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Holding on the Bears.
But when in doubt, you go to Millsap.
Wow.
They went, and he's cramping up in the end zone now,
yep.
too. So
yep.
that's two scoring plays. We're coming back.
Wow.
Well, to repeat myself, the Bears need to holster that Colt and quit shooting themselves in the foot.
Yep. Man.
But now you can't go for it now. It's just too far away.
Oh, yeah. But and now you may, well,
punt it
he,
deep
hit, he hit a 43-yarder.
Got a timeout because we got the, not injured, but the cramping player down there, Millsap. He's going to get up. He's rolling over kind of on his side trying to get that leg straightened out. But they're going to wait on him before they do anything there. Everything's kind of stopped.
He's going to need help.
In 19, if they do decide to go.
Yep.
And everybody is gathering around the sidelines, Gary. It looks like they're going to make a go for it.
Okay, well, it's 4th and 19. If you go for it, it'd be, about a 46-yarder if you try.
Oh, 50. It'd be about 50.
30.
He'd probably get the range, though,
yeah,
guys.
34, 40, be a 51-yard. You're right.
Official timeout as they're trying to work on Millsap. He gets up, and he can't put any pressure on his leg. Doggone.
Joe, meanwhile, up the road, DeMarcus Harrison scored a touchdown for East Hall. It's out 24-21 Monroe area.
Go E. Hall.
I think he's still just a cramp.
Yeah, he's cramping on that right side. It's, I mean, I don't know what the hat feels like down there, Gary, but that's something that you think on a more comfortable night that it would be. I know it's probably humid, but still.
Oh, yeah, he's cramping.
Yeah, bad.
Sometimes it's not only dehydration, it's the stress and strain of a certain twist or a move that can just set it off.
All right, there. I think they're going to go for it. Dean's in the game. Perkle's in the game. Huddy Kemp's in the game. Sudalovich is in the game.
That's probably not Haley. Button, though.
Ball is spotted at the 33.
Well, Nate Nelson also in the game. He's a big tall. He's the guy who's playing center now for him on offense.
Okay.
He's going to come in and probably just try to get his big old hands up in the air and force Cooper Dean to throw outside of his range.
Five wideouts. Everybody split out. Empty backfield. Man coming on. Quarterback looking, throws it in the end zone. He caught it. Is it a touchdown? Yes, touchdown!
Yeah. What a play.
Number 9, Huddy Kemp. Caught it on top of the pylon.
Boy, I was waiting for Huddy, Joe. Just like his cousin, North Hall. Ty.
Man, he was right there inside the goal line. Went up with the defender on him and came straight down. Referee waited. The line judge there came down in the end zone for the TD.
Basically three TDs on that drive, guys.
Is this one going to count, Joe?
I don't see any flags on this one, fellas. I think that one's going to count.
What a job Kemp did to bring his feet down and keep his tippy toes in bounds.
Yes.
And also, Gary, if you notice, he separated his body and allowed his body to be in between the defender and where the ball was so that the defender couldn't deflect it. Great job. Heads-up play, super catch, great result, and now you take the lead.
That defender, Sainer, who's the man was on, he's got a cramp, too, in his right leg. Wow. I'm glad I'm not playing. I'd be walking bad or walking at all.
Oh, you'd get a cramp before the play even started.
I would. You're exactly right.
We'd have to take you off the
field. My clock's at. He's getting tickled with that one. All right. They lead it 16-14 with 6:57. Attempt the extra point this time. Giuliano to kick. Perkle to hold. Long snapper is Sudalovich.
Wait for it.
I'm waiting. Snap, hold, the kick from the left footer's up, and it is good. 17-14 with 6:57 remaining. Bears win.
Bears have the lead. We're back in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time.
Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Back number 16, Blake Thomas back in it. Bounced all the way down there.
Right through his legs.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and for him, that might have been lucky. Mm-hmm. I think if he comes up with that one, he's going to be fumbling with it a bit. And he's probably going to be tackled at the 10. At least this way, they get out to the 20.
The first and 10 at the 20. Hannah will bring them out. You'll have a choice of Wood, Wuffle, or Stewart in the backfield. Wuffle and Wood have been the main ball carriers tonight. You got Stevens, a receiver, coming to the near side for Oconee County.
Keep in mind now, your lead is only three. So
if I can say it, guys, hunker down, Bears.
Wood in the backfield in an I formation with Stewart over in a blocking position. No, one man grabbed him around the waist as he was trying to get through there. He might have only got about a yard that time.
That was Brock Hall again.
That's that safety you got.
That's an interesting play call on first.
Big Joel Woodson, hadn't called his name a lot tonight. He, I think he was in on the tackle. Yeah, he's coming off now. Joel is. Got to run him off. I think he twisted an ankle or something coming off. Rushing in there. 55, Cohen Carter back in. Big Hudson Davis, a three-down lineman. Single back on the left-hand side of his quarterback, Hannah. That's going to be Wood. Back to passes. Hannah throws it up in there. He's got a man wide open, a wounded duck, and they miss him. At the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, and finally run out of bounds on the far side. That's going to be Caden Wood out of the backfield. He was wide open. He had to bend down and get it. Got in the foot race.
They had the blitz on, Joe, that probably took some of your pass defenders away.
Mm-hmm.
And he was open over there.
Yep. And he barely got it to him because he had to catch it low down around his ankles.
49 yards on the pickup, guys. Absolutely amazing how everyone was going to the right or to the left, and they throw it back to the right off his back foot. There's a timeout here. There was an issue with the chains.
Okay.
Yeah, they got to catch up, don't they?
Yeah.
Now they're stretching
they got tangled
it out on the far
up, yeah.
side. Ball's at the 31-yard line. It'll be first and 10 with 6:05 remaining.
Hannah in the backfield.
With Stewart as a blocking back and Wuffle the other in the back. He'll go into an I formation, kind of the pistol. Hannah will take it, hand off to Wuffle. Wuffle trying to get through there. A couple of guys. Oh, he got through to the 25, down to the 21. Wow. Going to be really close to the first down there, fellas.
Cohen Carter ends up making a diving shoestring tackle to bring Wuffle down. He got hit at the line of scrimmage, but keeps his feet moving and ends up picking up about 9 on that play.
Hannah with Stewart, Wuffle in the backfield. Thomas, a receiver, will be on the near side. Clark Stewart is listed as a tight end, but he's been moving between running back, slot, tight end.
And they've really slowed down, if you've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being in a real tempo, we got to get the score. Now we're inside the red zone, mm-hmm. or right at the door of it at the 22-yard line, and they're going to run the play clock down to about 5 seconds.
Second and one. One guy over the side to hand it to Wuffle. Wuffle trying to get outside, and he does. Down inside the 22, about the 18. Gets the first down, about a 3-yard pickup. It'll be first and 10 for the Warriors.
And stops the clock.
Yeah, and Haley over there pinned him against the sidelines, and he ran out of room. So forcing him out of bounds does indeed stop the clock. You got 5:05 left in regulation.
And I'm not sure Oconee County wanted the clock to stop there either.
Probably not. They probably would have had to reset it for just a second, but now it doesn't start till the snap. and Wolfel on the left-hand side of his quarterback, Hannah. Two wideouts on the far side, which is the short side, one over here, so they got three wideouts total. Thomas on the near side with us. Hand off to Wolfel again. We're going to keep it right in the middle. Wolfel got through some guys. Wow, his vision is unreal the way he finds those holes.
And we got there flags comes a flag all over the place.
Kind of bounced side. Around like you're a pinball machine and just keeps his feet. Next thing you know, he's from the 15 to the 10. He's tackled at about the 6.
Two flags flag down.
Personal foul, face mask.
Oh, man.
That'll go against
face
Cherokee
mask
Bluff.
On the Bears. That'll cut, put them down way inside the 10, down to about the 4-yard line or closer. Yeah, spot was at the 6, so it'll be down to the 3-yard line, first and goal.
Well, the only
for
good
the Warriors.
Only good thing about this is you still got plenty of time on the clock if they score here, and your touchdown gives you the lead back.
17-14. Two running backs. Stewart is one of them. He's going to flip-flop and be a blocking back. Wolfel's the other running back. Hannah takes the snap, hands off, and keeps it himself. The 3, the 2, he dove. I think he only got to the 1, inside the
knee
1,
down.
About the 1-foot-yard line.
Well, these guys have a way. These are making you miss, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Well, the clock is moving also, and that's one of these important aspects of it.
They've been making a miss all night long, Gary, which is an important thing.
I mean, and when they grab you, they somehow slip that tackle.
4:17 clock run, 17-14 Bears.
They're trying to get to 4-2. The Warriors are, and the Bluffs trying to avoid being 4-2.
Yep, being down a game in the region. I'd like to stay ahead in the region. Same setup again. One blocking back. Hannah takes it. Takes it himself, dives in. They haven't signaled yet. Of course, the offensive line is saying he got it. Yeah, far line judge says he got it. Touchdown, Warriors.
I think that's a good call. I think he dove forward and got it.
That'll make it 20-17. They'll go for the 1. If they get the 1, it makes it a 4-point game, which means the Bears have to come down and score the touchdown. 3:48 now, as Boykin, the left footer, will attempt the extra point. Snap the hole, the kick is up, and it is good. 21-14, Oconee County leads.
So now the Bears have to score a touchdown to win this football game. We're back in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Boykin back to kick off for the Warriors. High, long, end over end kick. This one will come down in the end zone. Touchback, and they'll bring it out to the 20. Will the Bears start this possession?
Instead of toe meets leather, now maybe we ought to say side of the foot meets leather.
Yeah.
They're all soccer kickers now. I don't know anybody that kicks it straight on anymore.
Well, I know there. Some of these guys can absolutely whop that thing.
I think Mike would kick straight toe.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Mike Wofford.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got that special shoe, though.
I'd lift his toe like up, Lucy right? does with Charlie Brown. I just lift the ball for him and throw it over.
3:48 now. The Bears have to come down and get a touchdown out of it. Maybe they can do it with, like, 0 on the clock and score the touchdown.
If you're a competitor, this is what the game's in your hands right now.
Exactly.
It's not on the other guy. It's on you.
Dean rolls to this side, looks to pass. He got an open man. Oh, it's incomplete. Have we got a flag? We should, but no flag call. Wow.
Well, number four, Micah Allen, had arms and legs and everything draped all over number eight.
Yep.
Dylan Haley.
But yeah,
the ball still
like
hit Haley in the hands.
Yeah. It looked like he might have been on there a little bit early.
But they've been letting him play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's not unusual, that particular call right there.
Second down, 10. Ball's at the 20. Now Millsap on this side. You got Huddy Kemp on this side. Cole Brooks on this side. Three wideouts all on this one. Looking again. He's going to have to do something with it in a hurry. Oh, he got away from one guy.
Throw it away.
The quarterback, Dean, he's going to flip it on the far side. He was out of the tackle area, so he was able to throw it away over there on the far side. It'll be third and 10 now.
Boy, yeah, great pressure there, wasn't there, Gary,
yeah,
by the defense. Two guys were in on.
Yeah, he had to get away from the first guy that came through with that 60. I don't have a 67. You guys got a 67 on your roster?
No. Nope.
Yeah, well, whoever it was, 67 was the man that was giving him the pressure. And he got away from him and managed to get over there and flip it out of bounds, but you still had to burn it down.
Yeah,
so
I don't have a
67
on my roster. Interesting. Third down and 10 now. Ball's at the 20. 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts. Two on either side. Ball's in the middle of the field. Cooper Dean with one back. That's Perkle. Perkle goes in motion. Looking to pass. Got protection. Got a man. And right there, Malcolm Millsap caught it at the 33.
Nice catch.
Wow.
Yeah.
One of
he caught it or –
Yep, they're going to say he caught it. He caught it right there at the 33, sliding down at his feet. But either way, it's a first down and 3:28 on the clock.
He broke late on that in route, you know, about 12 yards over the middle of the field, and very nice that he was able to get that and get down, and now 3:17 with a moving clock.
Oconee thought he trapped it.
There he comes, Perkle on the near side. Bounces off a guy, 35, 37, run out of bounds.
He gets out of bounds. Great job by Perkle. That second effort, he gets hit at the line of scrimmage, bounces it to the outside, right about where the numbers are, and then he pushes himself out of bounds at about the 37. They'll mark it at the 38 instead. Five-yard pickup.
Picks up five, second down and five now for the Bears.
He stuck his nose in the pile, guys, and when he saw that he couldn't get another inch, that's when he bounced it outside and picked up 4 yards.
1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts again. Perkle in the backfield on the right-hand side of his quarterback. On the defensive end, stands up. Dean looking to pass. Got a man up on the far side.
He's wide open.
Oh, he threw it way over his head. If he throws that one about a yard and a half shorter, Malcolm Millsap's got a first down at the 40.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
A little bit too much juice on that one.
Tommy Jones put his hands on his head and went, oh, no.
Well, Haley, I think, did a good job of going, all right, I'm in between the corner and the safety, and I'm going to slow down a little bit to give you room to throw me the ball. And I think that Cooper Dean wanted him to – no, keep going.
Yep.
I'll get you the ball. So, anyways, it falls incomplete, second down now and five – or third down, excuse me, it's third and five.
Three wideouts. Johansson short. They throw it short. They got the first down. He's right there at the 45-yard line.
Huddy again.
Nice little pass right there. Who was that masked man?
Huddy Kemp.
Huddy Kemp caught it all right.
And the rest of the Oconee band showed up, guys.
The rest of them?
Yeah, look at them over there.
Yeah.
I got a whole section now.
First down, 2:53 now. Clock runs. Ball's at the 45-yard line. Bears
time, and you also have
run down
all three timeouts, Joe. That's the most important thing, is that you can stop the clock if you need to.
Yeah, three timeouts.
Got all timeouts left. Two, three wideouts, two on the near side. Dean, got it. Throws a little swing out here to Perkle. Perkle at the 40. 45, got a block, man. They grabbed him up high. They're going to say it was a jersey and pulled him back, but he gave him forward progress to the 49, so give him 4 yards.
Yeah, they were looking to see if it was a face mask, but it was not.
Yeah, got him around the jersey up here high and pulled him back.
Great job of closing there by the Warrior defense. Nothing but green grass, if you will, between the 45 and maybe the other 45, and they were able to stop him pretty much, you know, with only a, what, four-yard gain there on that one.
4 yard gain, second down, four. We'll have four wideouts, ball on the near hash mark. One wideout, that's rushing, or one running back, that's rushing. Trying to find a hole across the 50. The 45 stumbles, gets the first down to the 43-yard line of Oconee County.
Joe, meanwhile, up the road, it's now 31-21 Monroe area over East Hall in the fourth quarter.
Good
Lee
patience.
First down.
Rushing did a great job of getting to the line of scrimmage, avoiding contact with people right on wearing white jerseys, mm-hmm. and just kind of skating down the line and getting 7 yards in a first down.
Snap to Dean. Short pass this time. Is it going to be complete? Yeah, they're going to say complete down to the 36. Millsap. He gets about 7 yards on it.
Yeah. A couple of defenders say, no. He bobbled the ball before he went out of bounds, but there's no instant replay. You don't have to go to the booth for this one.
Yeah. 90 seconds left. You know, guys.
Malcolm Millsap catches that one, like Gary said, 90 seconds, 1:30 left on the clock.
Well, and the Bears have been living on the edge since that touchdown on fourth down. They've gotten the completions when they needed it. Can they do it again?
Second down, 4 yards to go. One man in motion. That's going to be Johansson. Three wideouts on the far side. Give it off to Perkle. Perkle bounces off one guy. They try to push him. He's going to have the first down, I think, down to the 33, or maybe the 32.
Just barely. He gets
they're saying first down.
A couple of feet.
Clock runs. 124 is stop for a second.
It should have stopped for the first down.
Yep. It did. Now it'll start again after the chains are set.
The funny part is Malcolm Millsap, he's so gassed right now, he's so tired, he's got to come out for a play or two just to get his breath.
Yep. First
watch
down.
For
and a half. Fake it. They roll out to the far side. Dean got a man coming. Throws it deep on the far side. Incomplete over the head of Dylan Haley.
Well, they had the route they wanted and the man they wanted. They just overthrew it.
Now, Dylan Haley is slow to get up.
Yeah. I think he might have tweaked something across the way.
The first down or second down, excuse me.
They should get the 32. They got to stop the clock. They got to give this young man time to get off the field. He's on the far end of the field. He's on the Oconee sideline.
Now
at about the 5 yard line is where he goes out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
But he twisted his ankle or something like that. Probably there where the grass field ends up with the tart. The track, and he may have just kind of slipped a little bit, and that kind of tweaked his ankle enough to where. He should be fine, but it hurts like crazy for about 5 minutes.
The change in surfaces as you make a transition from this turf to a tarp or the track over there can cause you to slip.
Second down and 10, excuse me.
Now, the good news is it gave the team a chance to kind of huddle up here with the coaching staff and to get another breath of fresh air and hopefully be ready to go here with 1:03 on the clock.
You still got all three timeouts?
Yes.
The second down. You got two wideouts looking to pass. Wide open. The quarterback has got time to run. He throws it late. Got a man in the back of the end zone. Touchdown! Number 11, Jackson Perkle out of the backfield. No laundry on the field. Bears lead it with 56 seconds.
Patience by Cooper Dean, staying behind the line of scrimmage, waiting for somebody to get open late, making a fake like he's going to throw it early, and then he goes deep over the top to Jackson Perkle, who catches it with about 1 yard to go before he steps out of the back of the end zone. Now, he's got to get back. He's the holder here on the PAT. He's got to get back and be ready to go.
Take a deep breath. Hold it. Let Giuliano, the left footer, get ready to kick. Snap, the hole, the kick is up, and it is good. 24-21 with 56 seconds left.
And we're back in 1 minute to wrap things up here on 97.5 Glory FM. EMC
Security. Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
The kick comes down to the 25. One man gets away from him. That's number 17. one of the up backs,
Braden Stevens.
He's also a receiver. He caught it around the 25 and got back out to the 42. Wow, he wanted to do, like you were talking about, kind of squib it down there, but he wanted to go through that third wave.
Yeah, he wanted to get it. He wanted to get it past that line of receivers right there and get it on down to the 15 or the 10. But that one, yeah, number 17 right there jumping right on it.
But you got to play prevent defense now.
51.2 seconds. Bears lead it by three.
And oddly enough, with three timeouts, that is a lot of time. It's a lot of time.
Yeah, three wide outs, far side, one back. Roll, man moves early. It's going to be first and 15. Blake Thomas jumped off sides. The Warriors, he wanted to get an early start down there, fellas, and cost them 5 yards.
So Caden Wood, the bigger of the two running backs, is in the ball game right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he'll come out. Remember that big play, he had a 40-yarder in that last drive to give them the lead. From about this part of the field, they ran a screen play. Everybody rolling out to the left, and Caden Wood was all alone on the right-hand
side.
Four
wide outs. Back to pass. Throws a long one on the far side. Did he catch
what
it?
Catch.
Oh, my goodness. He caught that ball right there at the 30-yard line. Holy
unbelievable.
Mackerel.
Is that Blake Thomas?
Number three, the running back, Caden Wood, caught that ball. Wow. He slowed down about a half a step and caught it right there in the breadbasket and slid out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Wow.
What a throw by Hannah to lay it right there. I thought there's no way he was going to come down with that ball.
38 on the clock. Hannah looking. Got time. Pressured. Throws a wobbler this side. Incomplete. Trying to get it to Wood again down to 30 seconds. Second down and 10. Ball to 30.
I don't think Cherokee Bluff expected them to go for the home run right off the bat like that, but they did.
Good play call by their offensive coordinator. And Coach Hall trusting him over there to do that. And you know, Caden Wood comes out of the backfield, just like Purple did on the touchdown.
They'll get him many yards of before he can set for a field goal, Joe.
Hey, I think they're pretty close now. Of course, I think they got to get inside down to the 20 anyway. That makes it a 37-yarder.
49-yarder from where they are right now.
We've seen the strength of Boykin's leg.
Four wide outs, balls on the far hash mark. Snap back to Hannah. Hannah's. Bends down, gets it. One man comes on him, missing it. Throw a little flat on the far side. Thomas catches it. First down inside the 20. Wow. Little crossing route that time, Harper, and he caught it around the 20, got down to about the 17.
Yeah, he had Caden Wood up the field a little bit further, but he was being pressured to the point where he couldn't get it to him, and he ends up getting his secondary, Blake Thomas, running a little crossing route, gets it to the 18 with 24 seconds on the clock.
24.4, first down at the 17-yard line now.
Far hash.
With Wood, far hash mark. 1, 2, 3, wide outs. One on the near side, two on the far. Back is the pass.
Is Hannah.
He throws it up late, a wounded duck. No, he got knocked away at the last second. Holy moly.
Maddox Stalukovic ends up falling later than the receiver fell and was able to deflect it, knock it down.
Stalukovic, back there.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
And the man that put all the pressure on the quarterback, Russian is down.
Yeah, the defensive end got a lot of pressure on the quarterback. He had to throw it up late. Had one guy and tender receiver over there, I believe it was Stevens. And then for Cherokee Bluff, Sudalovic came up and
from a defensive standpoint, Joe, what a risky decision to bring seven guys and force this guy to get rid of the ball early the way that they did. Oh, my goodness.
Tony's got to come out for one play. 17.9 seconds now.
This is good, a timeout right here too, Joe.
I think they actually got a piece of him when he turned that ball loose.
Got three timeouts each. Both teams have their allotment of timeouts.
Well, I can't tell you how many guys have had a knee or an ankle or a cramp or something in the past 4 or 5 minutes and 20 minutes in real time. Amazing.
Second and 10. Hannah takes the snap, fakes the handoff, back to pass, looking, got a man open, incomplete. The offensive guy ran to the defensive guy.
Is that Mason
Brock Hall?
And he pinned up against the sideline, guys.
Yep.
But another big play by Hall.
12.9, third down and 10.
The second-generation player whose dad is in the Hall of Fame at North Hall.
Third down.
If they don't gain any more yardage and attempt the field goal, it would be, what, a 34-yarder, I guess.
That's about right. Dean with a single back, four wideouts. They're spread out everywhere. Three on the near side. Timeout call by Ben Hall and the Warriors.
That's a good timeout. You got to really organize better. And I think Cherokee Bluff absolutely needed this timeout.
Yep.
Get a breath.
Reset.
Get some fresh players. Or at least give them, you know, enough for one more play.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get a whole lot of pressure on that last one. They brought five. But good job there by the Oconee County offensive line to give Hannah enough time to make that throw.
Yeah, and do you roll the dice or do you play for the OT if you don't complete this one? Now, you can get the first down without getting the touchdown, remember. You don't have to get it all, but you do got to get at least 10.
12.9 seconds, third down, 10 yards to go, ball spotted at the 17-yard line of Cherokee Bluff.
If he stays in bounds, you've got to call a timeout.
The Warriors have it. Hannah with a quarterback with four wideouts again. Wood is running back. Back to pass. He's coming on him, throwing a lob in the corner. He caught it. Touchdown. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. What a catch.
He just jumped up, kind of laid out, caught it in the very back, got his both feet in there for the touchdown. Who caught that ball? Can we see?
I think it was Braden Stevens.
Braden Stevens, one of the wideouts. Caught the ball back in the corner,
27-24
with 7.2 seconds.
Boy, they are all over Stevens on the far side over
there. Yeah.
Well, he's a senior. The quarterback's a senior. How many times do you think that they have practiced that little fade route and throw it in the back corner of the end zone?
Boykin, the left footer. Now they're an illegal procedure. They'll back it up and attempt it 5 yards back from where they were. Now it'll be a balls at the 8, basically still being be spotted at the 15, a 25-yard extra point attempt now. The hold by Hannah. Kick is up, and it is good. 28-24 with 7.2 seconds.
So now basically had to run back a kickoff.
Yep. And I don't think they'll try to kick it through the end zone this time, Mike. I think he'll try to keep it in play.
Oh, yeah.
That's my thoughts on it anyway.
And so the Bears have had their hearts just ripped out here.
Yeah.
The last play of the game for Oconee County. It came down to the final play in this one.
Well, they left a minute and a half up on the clock there, and they came down and used all but 7 seconds of it, didn't they?
I tell you what, didn't think their passing would be this effective, though, Joe.
Yeah, I didn't either. They passed a lot better than what the stats read coming in tonight, that's for sure.
Well, both teams found some offense in the half, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Boykin will do the kickoff. Not everybody up short, but Millsap and Haley playing up short for the Bears. Wonder if you might see one of those Stanford laterals 37 times back and forth.
I have a friend from high school that was on Stanford's roster there.
Oh, wow.
He is very upset.
Giuliano.
Nope,
high, long kick. How about that? Surprised me. It went in the end zone. They'll get it at the 20.
I dare you to beat me from the 20-yard line. That's what coaching staff is.
Well, you got three timeouts.
Yeah. Still got them. Can't use them next game.
Talk about clock management now.
Yeah, but you only got 7.2.
So Ben Hall, from a coordination perspective, is saying, all right, I'll give you one chance.
Yep.
I'm going to drop everybody deep. I might rush two. I may only rush one. But
Cooper Dean with Cole Brooks. You got Malcolm Millsap.
You might
Dylan Hayden
get three plays out
of
this.
They just told the official after the play, it's timeout immediately.
Yeah,
of course.
As soon as it's down, timeout immediately. See what they can do. Snap to Dean. Dean looks. Throws it right there. Got Millsap. Millsap going to fall right there to 43. Yep. Timeout with 2.1.
And he's
Millsap's down again.
Down again.
That right leg is, bless his heart. Ball will be at the 43. A nice long pass. 23-yard pitch and catch right there from Dean down to Millsap. Giving credit out to the nose of the football at the 44 with 2.1 seconds. Was that one play, Harper, right?
That should be one. I don't know that you can get two in 2.1 seconds.
No. Yeah, you got to get one. So now this is where you're
unless you get a penalty.
Lateral and do
a Hail Mary
you
or something.
Well, Joe, is Hoodie in?
Let's see. I'm sure he probably will be.
I flashed back to East All North, though.
Yeah. We'll see what they do right here. Two guys having to help him off. He's struggling coming off, not putting much weight on that right leg at all. Yeah, Hoodie's, let's see. Hoodie's number nine. You got Haley in the game. You've got.
Good to see Haley back.
Hoodie's there. Hoodie's there.
You've got, Hoodie's in the game.
Perkle.
Perkle's in the game.
Well, you got some sure-handed people.
Colebrook's on the far side. The empty set as Perkle lines up at a receiver position. 2.1 seconds.
All coming down to this.
And you go deep.
You got four guys back playing deep. And here goes the play.
Oh,
Dean
didn't
looks,
block
looks,
anybody.
Looks, looks. Throws it deep. Down, it's going to come down. It'll be tipped and caught by the Cherokee Bluff. They line
up. Oh, no! Oh, my God!
Oh, did he get it? Let's see. Where's it at?
Yes.
Nope. Cherokee Bluff's going to have the touchback. Wow. It fell out of two hands. And Oconee County gets the touchback in the end zone.
It was deflected by a Oconee player. Caught by a Cherokee Bluff player at about the 5-yard line.
Yeah. Brooks caught it. Went in. He was going down. He lateraled it over to Huddy Kemp. Huddy was going down. He tried to lateral it. The ball came loose in the end zone. And Oconee County saves their rears. Recovering the fumble in the end zone.
My goodness.
And they didn't have possession going across the plane.
Nope, they didn't. Nope. That's why he kind of lateraled it over there. Huddy did at the last minute. But what a play there to end the game.
Yeah, and they the coaches exchange. Feel.
How close can you get?
That's about as tight as you want it, I think.
Wow, what a finish.
Unbelievable. What a game.
I mean, what a pass by Cooper Dean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bought himself some time, rolled around outside, coming up this way.
And it comes down to the final play of the ball game, and Oconee County holds on for the victory.
Literally, the final play.
Well, I'm not ashamed in any way, shape, or form of the way my team played, either of these coaches. They gave everything that they had, and it was like a playoff game right there.
Yep.
Well, you can tell, Harper, two very evenly matched teams.
I'll see. Yep. I'll see if Tommy will say something here with us. Coach, what can you say? I mean, literally the last play of the game.
Yeah, hard-fought game, anything, you know, either team could have won that game. Proud of our kids for the gutty effort. Oconee made one more play than we did, and hats off to them. Congratulations to them. We got to get back to work.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. All right.
Well, you can tell he's disappointed, but, boy, what a game. What an effort. So, Oconee County wins the ball game. We're back to wrap things up after this timeout on 97.5 Glory FM.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia, and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24/7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
At Jackson EMC, innovation is an ongoing cycle, a process without a beginning or an end, where one idea leads to the next. Solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient right choice homes, automated switch technology. What we do as an industry is vital. We keep communities powered. so we must always have an eye on the future. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Back here at Cherokee Bluff, and a disappointing finish for the Cherokee Bluff fans, but as a football fan, you could not ask for much more of this one, Harper. You know it?
Harper stepped away, but
he did, okay, but Joe, that's
exactly
right, Joe.
Right on that one. I tell you what, a Super Bowl game, and you know, you come back, you leave, you come down and score with a minute and a half. You think you might have something going. They get a long pass on first down and you know, come down and score. And then, doggone it, they didn't nearly score with 2.1 seconds there and got the touchback. So it was really, really a super game.
And with that, the game was tied at 7-7 going into the second half of play. Cherokee Bluff got their first touchdown pass on a play to Huddy Kemp.
Five wideouts. Everybody split out. Empty backfield. Man coming on. Quarterback looking, throws it in the end zone. He caught it. Is it a touchdown? Yes, touchdown!
Yeah. What a play.
Number 9, Huddy Kemp, caught it on top of the pylon.
Back and forth, though. That's what was the big thing in the second half of play. Back and forth. Bluff had one more touchdown, and it was late in the fourth quarter when it was coming out of the backfield, Jackson Perkle getting this pass play.
Looking to pass. Wide open. The quarterback has got time to run. He throws it late. Got a man in the back of the end zone. Touchdown! Number 11, Jackson Perkle out of the backfield. No laundry on the field. Bears lead it with 56 seconds.
And then they have 56 seconds down to 7 seconds to go in the ball game. Oconee County came downfield. They got a really nice field position to start things off there and drove downfield and had a big pass play to Caden Wood once again, who had a great ball game all game long, and he got the touchdown pass with 7 seconds. Bears had one more chance after Oconee County kicked it into the end zone. They start the drive with the 20-yard line, and it came down to the final play.
Down is going to come down. It'll be tipped and caught by the Cherokee Bluff. They line
up. Oh, no!
Did he get it? Let's see. Where's it at?
Yes.
Nope, Cherokee Bluff's going to have the touchback. Wow, it fell out of two hands, and Oconee County gets the touchback in the end zone.
And that was the ball game right there as the horn sounded, and Oconee County holds on for the victory, 28-24, the final score. Up the road at East Hall, they're just about to complete their game, and Monroe Area is going to defeat East Hall. The Purple Hurricanes lead that one by 10 points, 38-28. Late in the ball game, Jefferson defeated West Hall handily 41-6. So after week number one, it is Monroe Area, Jefferson, and Oconee County in first place going into week number two of the Region 8 AAA play next week. Oconee County is at home. They will take on East Hall. Cherokee Bluff is at home. The Bears are back here at Yonah Field. They'll take on West Hall coming up next week. Joe, Gary, Harper, and I will be with you next week as we'll bring you the matchup between Lakeview Academy and Bethlehem Christian from the home of the Lions is down the street from our studios. We'll have the action for you starting with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show at 7:05. Kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia will start at 7:30, and I'll start things off at 6:05 on Friday with game plan here on 97.5 Glory FM. This evening, no final score for you because the late night will bring you the GHSA Friday Night Scoreboard until midnight. Then I'm back with you tomorrow morning at 9:05 with the Saturday Morning Sports Show. We'll talk high school, college, and pro sports. We'll talk a lot about the high school games this evening and from last night with Flyer Brants. That's tomorrow morning at 9:05 here on 97.5 Glory FM. Final score once again from Cherokee Bluff. Oconee County defeats Cherokee Bluff by a final of 28-24. Make sure you join us tomorrow morning and then next week here on 97.5 Glory FM for the entire sports team. For our producer, Nathan Landy, And for Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Harper LaBelle, I'm Mike Warford. Stay tuned. The GHSA Friday Night Scoreboard is coming up next here on 90.
Been Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Tonight's game was brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, and by Riverside Pharmacy. Join us next week for more exciting high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. This has been a sports presentation of WGTJ Radio, your radio station for North Georgia sports.